Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Right now, we're continuing our food series on those key ingredients that are not only delicious, but can make your recipe or dish outstanding. Today, we are talking about herbs, and that's why there's so many green plants in front of me here in studio. Perhaps you can put together a bowl of pasta. Maybe you can't do it without a liberal sprinkling of basil leaves. Maybe you'd be lost without the parsley sauce on your piece of fish. But do you know how to get the best out of those herbs? Well, Chef Brian McDermott is going to tell us all about it. And it's 51551 if you want to get in touch with us this morning. We're in Olympic medal winning mode, Brian, so excuse my distractions now, but you've brought me right back down to earth with some great plants.
Literally.
Did you grow those yourself?
Some of them, John, because that is one thing about herbs. Some of them are easy to grow. Some of them are very, very difficult. And I suppose, firstly, when we start with herbs, we think, what are they? And to me, in the middle of summer, they're thinking about winter being your store cupboard ingredients where you go in and you grab spices.
Right.
To me, it's the opposite, because in summer, I fill the windowsill with herbs that are in season. And that just means that they're easier to grow, or they've come up fully. They're full of oils. And really, all a herb is, it's just an edible plant that is full of essential oils that have an aromatic flavour. They're superb.
And they're growing in your windowsill, in your kitchen window. Are they're handy for the picking, or do you need? Can they just grow there? I mean, because you mentioned, I suppose, are they easy to grow? Will they grow in your window with a bit of heat, or some maybe not so good in the Irish climate?
Some are not great. What I tend to grow outside is the likes of rosemary, thyme. They're robust. Maybe sage, parsley. So robust meaning they'll grow kind of, they'll pop up a couple times a year. But basil is a disaster. I cannot grow it, and I can't. Never have met anybody that has told me how to grow it without having a warm green or a glasshouse. And when it comes to herb, to me, there's two classifications. Some of them I mentioned there. There's a woody textured classification, and that would be the likes of rosemary and thyme. They're robust, they're woody, and that means that they should go in at the start of cooking or prolonged cooking. Dishes like stews, casseroles, even in the summer, because we don't think stews in the summer, but that could be a slow-braised tomato stew. So those type of woody textured herbs in at the start of the cooking would be my rule. Light leafy herbs, which is the likes of basil, parsley, coriander, sage, put them in at the end of cooking. And the greatest shock example I can give is a tomato and basil soup. Don't add the basil to start. Fresh basil will literally go black. It'll disappear as the flavour, where I will develop my soup, tomato soup, and chop those beautiful leaves. They release their oil.
Just a little bit at the end.
A little bit at the end. And you get nearly like a natural pesto floating on the top of the soup. And that is a beautiful way to use leafy herbs.
You mentioned your favourites. You have a top five. You could sing it, I think, you and Simon and Garfunkel too, could you?
Well, maybe better than me, I can assure you that one.
No, parsley, no, sage was not it. Rosemary and thyme you mentioned.
Yeah.
You like bay leaves too.
I love bay leaves. Here's why. They're like depth when you put them in. So what does that mean? They fall in, they go deep, but they give out loads of good earthy flavours. Now, I know you might say, what does that mean, good earthy flavours? But it is, when you talk about the land, you talk about the soil, you talk about being grounded. This grounds any dish. Mm-hmm. So leave it in there. They're not pleasant at the end. I tend to lift them out. So they're big green leaves. They're fresh. They're not dried, and they're best fresh. They're beautiful. So that's my top five. It's thyme, rosemary, parsley, bay leaf and basil.
Now, I'm not great with herbs. I might just add something that looked good at the end, maybe, if I was getting very adventurous. And you might think this is more the Mediterranean diet, but you think that we as an Irish nation, we're embracing herbs right now.
We are, because only last week I visited the biggest grower of herbs in Ireland, and I wanted to find out, okay, has herb consumption gone up? Yes. And what is the favourite herb? Now, I'll give you one guess as what you think the favourite herb in Ireland may be.
Basil.
Well done. You're bang on. But which type of basil? And today I have brought three, because
I didn't know there was three types.
That I have here is the typical sweet basil that we see in pots in the supermarkets. But we also have a Thai basil. And a Thai basil has a beautiful, almost aniseedy flavour. And now recently we're seeing a little bit more of Greek basil coming in. And Greek basil, nearly like a clove style of a flavour. So those are your three basils. Those are the light leafy potty herbs. Those are in a pot, John. So how do you buy herbs? And I only found this out last week. Typically for a long weekend like this, the bank holiday, we buy a pot. We stick it in our windowsill because we think we're going to cook a lot more because we've got loads of time on our hands this weekend. And then when we shop for other fresh herbs, we buy smaller little fresh herbs in packs. You know, the ones you just rip open and you can use them that night, that day. That's typically how we buy herbs, but not so much dried. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say you smell lovely today, Brian, but I think it's all those herbs coming at me there. I can actually smell it in studio, those lovely plants you brought into
the
us.
The Donegal sea air and the beautiful sweet basil that is coming across at you,
and it
John.
Makes you realise why you need to consider using these in more of your dishes, and why fresh is important as well. Or what about the dried herbs that people buy?
Yeah, you know, again in winter when some fresh herbs aren't available, we'll go to the press, but there's some that I won't go for. Parsley. Oh my God, I absolutely detest it in a dried herb. And to me, it's like a reminder of being on a farm in rural Donegal. There's a silage woof coming off it. And I think
I that
transfers
that
over and into the food. So I never go near dried for the likes of parsley. Arguably, dill's decent. Tarragon,
it's lost its best, you're saying, a lot of these. So yeah, when,
absolutely. When they're growing fresh, herbs to me are about essential oils. When you rub the likes of a basil leaf like that, listen, you can hear this rip off and then... That's us ripping basil, not right. chopping it. The essential oils are coming out. Those are beautiful and, dare I say, essential. Dried will not deliver that. So where possible, fresh herbs the whole way.
Okay. Now, tell me what you put them with. So give me a few recipe ideas maybe, because out of your top five or others, what would you put them with?
Yeah, I think if it comes to now when there's an abundance of basil, it means it's a little bit cheaper and it is Irish grown as well. So if you're buying it, you're not going to use it. We all know what we're thinking. Let's turn it into a pesto. Why? Because you're going to be eating that fresh basil come December and January when you're looking for fresh herbs and possibly can't get them. So we know that a basil is easy. It is either your blender or your pestle and mortar. It's your pine nuts, it's your garlic, it's your parmesan, it's your olive oil, it's your little bit of salt in there. It's blended up, but don't overblend it that the blade heats up and it goes a slight black colour. I've brought some pesto with me today because I've done exactly that. It takes about 5 minutes to make a beautiful pesto. Another great way of using up an abundance of herbs is fancy little word called a salsa verde, which really is just taking the likes of your parsley, coriander, sometimes mint, gherkin and capers, and again, chopping everything up, little bit of oil, lemon juice, great with steaks, brilliant on barbecues. Just as the meat's finishing, get it on there, gives the acidicness, it cuts through the fattiness of meat, and that to me is the two best things that you can practically do to know that we are eating fresh herbs in the winter.
Listener likes a bit of mint with their lamb still. Do you? It's a tradition, isn't it?
Yeah, love mint, classic, and it just gives that freshness. Again, where you have fat in the likes of lamb, albeit subtle, it's sweet. You have the natural seasoning of the saltiness. The mint brings in that little dimension of a different flavour that is a profile that complements it. So we know it works. What is herbs? They're the addition of an ingredient that complements another one. That's how they're best used.
Can bay leaves be used fresh from the tree in a pot outside my door? That became a very trendy sort of plant outside the front door, didn't it?
Totally. They're beautiful because they're decorative.
They look great, yeah.
And then they look well and they're very sturdy. They don't have much of a personality when you're walking past them. Whereas you're walking past basil, like right now, you get this beautiful smell, or rosemary or thyme. Bay leaf is just sitting there, but guess what? That consistency, that dourness that's in them, that will deliver each and every time. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous herb.
Brian, you have given us lots of recipes and people can access them on the website. It's rte.ie/todaycb, from a steak with Bernese sauce, garlic and herb roasted chicken, classic pesto, the salsa verde you mentioned, seafood chowder. Between the smells and all of that, I'm getting quite hungry actually, Brian. But thank you very much for joining us, Chef Brian McDermott there. Check out the website, as I said, for more details on those menu ideas. And thanks to Chef Brian McDermott for talking us through the world of herbs. Brian will be back to talk mushrooms with Claire next month. But coming up, we're back in Skibbereen with Brian O'Connell.